A New Zealand company is testing solar-powered collars for cows. The collars can be used to help keep cows from crossing virtual boundaries and to pass information back to the farmer about the herd's health and diet. Craig Pigott is chief executive of startup Halter that's now carrying out on-farm testing. Morena.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about these collars. How do they, well, first of all, how do they work? Have they got a little solar panel on them?
So as a company, we set out to unlock the connection between animals and humans for a better world. Now, we chose to focus on dairy cows initially, and hence we've been developing a collar for dairy cows. So, yeah, you're correct. They're solar powered. They run on GPS, and they understand pretty much everything about this animal to help us really move the cow around the farm, virtually fence, monitor everything about the animal that you need to know, really, for kind of the day-to-day operation of a dairy farm.
Okay, so it's the cow's Fitbit. I think we've perhaps talked about this before.
Yeah, there's a strong element of that in it. We use machine learning to profile and understand each animal. But really, the core of it is based on this, like a more famous theory, Pavlovian theory. It's more famous, you know, as Pavlov's dogs. And it's just been really consistent and reliable through software with this animal to ensure that they know what we're trying to do and so that we can understand them and they can understand us.
Okay, so how does it work in terms of tracking where they're going? And does this mean you can keep them away from things? Like, for example, instead of having an actual fence at a waterway, is there a way of stopping the cow going into the waterway using this collar?
Yes, so knowing where the cow is relatively easy. That's just based on GPS. But keeping a cow away from a waterway or any sensitive environment is actually really, really easy. So that's one of the core elements.
But how would you actually stop the cow going in? Do they get a little electric shock or something?
So you need to use like certain cues to be very clear with them what you're trying to do. So the two major cues that we use are sound and vibration, and this enables us to train the animal to respond. I guess it's a similar way that a cow doesn't walk into a electric fence that's currently there. They visually can see it, and we're just converting that into an audible cue. It's similar to like a dog barking. The collar doesn't bark, but it's the same principle.
Okay, so is this going to work in remote areas where there isn't internet, or is it reliant on that, or is it simply reliant on other technology?
It's kind of one of the reasons why we started with a dairy cow rather than, say, like a beef cow. But we actually use our own proprietary long-range, low-powered radio. So it doesn't rely on like a cell tower. And you do need an internet connection on the farm because you need to be able to get a message onto your farm to then be distributed to each collar. But in terms of like if you've got some back paddocks or a remote part of the farm that doesn't have cell coverage, that doesn't matter.
Will these collars work in bad weather?
Yes. Yeah, we've been testing them in field for over 2 years now on our own farm in the Waikato. And definitely they're designed to withstand kind of all sorts of weather and scenarios.
Are you in danger of getting too much information about your cows?
We don't believe so. We definitely believe the more you know about them, the better you can look after them, the better they're like for the animal welfare. It's kind of amazing. Cows are a stoic animal, so they traditionally hide any injuries or lameness, for instance, that they have. But it's really obvious when you start to analyse data whenever there's something up with the cow. This enables you to treat the animal and care for that animal better, so they actually live like a happier and healthier life.
Oh, that's lovely. Craig Pigott, thank you very much. Chief Executive of startup Halter, talking about his happy cows.